From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Two Al-Shabaab car bombs exploded outside the main entrance of Mogadishu's airport early Tuesday during morning rush hour, killing at least 13 people, according to Somali security officials. Al-Shabaab, Somalia's Al-Qaeda-linked terror organization, claimed responsibility for the attack. Seven of the 13 people killed were UN guards, according to UN security officials. The entrance targeted in the bombing is regularly used by employees who work at the airport and is located near UN and African Union buildings that connect to the airport. Residents in the area reported hearing two massive explosions around 9 a.m. local time. A security source told VOA that private security guards charged with protecting UN personnel outside the AU compound were also at the checkpoint at the time of the attack. Malawi's president ordered the arrest Tuesday of an HIV-positive man, Eric Aniva, who is being paid to have sex with more than 100 adolescent girls as part of a traditional ritual marking their passage to womanhood. The order was issued after the man from the Southern District gave a media interview confessing that he had slept with the girls for a fee for between $4 and $7 paid by their families. The ritual is believed to train girls to become good wives. The Islamic State group said Tuesday that two assailants who stormed a church in France killed an elderly priest were its soldiers, according to an IS-linked agency report. The French Interior Ministry spokesman says an investigation is being conducted. He says the parish prosecutor has given the investigation to the anti-terrorism unit. VOA News. Japan, meanwhile, is in a state of shock after Tuesday's knifing attack in which 19 disabled people were murdered. Another 25 others were injured. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga described the attack as very tragic and shocking. He says he's praying for peace for the departed souls and extended condolences to the bereaved families of the victims. The suspect has been identified as a 26-year-old former employee of the facility for the disabled, and he allegedly murdered them as they slept. He has a history of mental illness and had been hospitalized earlier this year after delivering a letter to Parliament in which he threatened to kill hundreds of the disabled. He turned himself into a police station carrying bloodied knives and admitting to officers, "I did it," reportedly adding, "the disabled should all disappear." The Philippines and China should turn the page and hold talks over contested areas of the South China Sea after tribunals shot down Beijing's claim to the strategic waterway. That comment comes from U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry Tuesday. He reiterated Washington's stance that the tribunal's decision to favor the Philippines was binding, but added that it was time to seek new ground.
This could be a very important moment of shifting how this discussion has taken place and not being played out through public moves unilaterally and challenges, but in a constructive and thoughtful, engaged diplomatic manner.
And that is U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Bangladeshi police Tuesday killed 9 suspected Islamist extremists believed to be planning another mass attack following a deadly cafe assault this month, according to the country's police chief. Police stormed the hideout where the men belonged to a Bangladeshi group blamed for the Dhaka attack in which 20 hostages, mostly foreigners, were killed. The national police chief, AKM Shahidul Haq, spoke to reporters, and he said that police intelligence sources learned that they were carrying out a major incident. They conducted the raid to foil the attack. Police said the men were between the ages of 20 and 25. The Democratic Party is holding its national convention this week in Philadelphia. The convention heard last night from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. He endorsed his rival Hillary Clinton for president of the United States. Sanders said the choice between Clinton and the Republican nominee Donald Trump isn't even close. She received support from First Lady Michelle Obama and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Hillary Clinton is expected to be officially nominated by the party Tuesday. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.